I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh, shit. What's the crack, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. With me, Colin Geddes. What have I got to talk about this time? Let me plug some shit. Tonight I'm in Oma. I don't know if that needs plugged. I think it's sold out to fuck. We're doing Bogans in Oma alongside Aaron McCann. And Philly Taggart from Radio 1. That's happening tonight. Sold out. Don't know why I'm telling you about it. 3rd of January. We're back in Laverick's with whatever the fucking New Year lineup is going to be. It's yet to be decided. Why? Because I'm a lazy, lazy bastard. But I promise you it'll be fun. We might finally do a Topic Thunder, which is a gig I've been thinking about for a while, where comedians just fucking take topics out of a bag that audience members suggest on the way into the gig, and they do their bit of set, and then the last half of their set, or either they do it first, then the last bit of their set is actually material. But I'll figure out the fucking logistics, you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm actually saying, though? Right, let's play this intro, and we'll get into it. This podcast is sponsored by ColinGeddes.com. Fuck other sponsors. They can all suck my dick. How about that? I don't know what the crack is with Beer 52. I was talking about them for a long time, and yet no one will answer a fucking email. So they may well have made a lot of money off the fact that it was promoted on this show. But anyway, we've got our own company now, ColinGeddes.com, General Banter Productions. Buy a General t-shirt. We're going to do Hat of the Month at the end of January. We're going to get a fucking pile of hats made, probably like 20, sell them. February, get another 20 made, sell them. If it does well, maybe move it up, 50. Who knows? See what happens. You can be a collector of fucking General style hats. I know I'll be collecting them because I enjoy them a lot. We'll also be restocking the fucking Blender t-shirts. There has been a bit of fucking confusion with a few orders with the Blender t-shirts. We had to contact a few people and be like, listen, there's been a bit of a fuck up in numbers here from the printers. Can we make it up to you somehow? But you realise that a lot of people don't use their fucking their email day to day. So how the fuck am I going to contact this dude? You know? There was another dude was like, I ordered a t-shirt. Where the fuck is it? And I said, well, the order is fulfilled and it was sent and I have a receipt. So I don't know where the fuck it is. You may wait it out and I'll send you a new one or something. But we got away quite lightly in the hundreds and hundreds of fucking t-shirts. There was only a couple of fuck up orders. So I don't know. We're getting there. But thank you very much for your support, guys. We'll keep putting out cool shit. Cool t-shirts and whatnot. Let me just play this fucking intro to really get into this motherfucker up the asshole.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. Notice the fucking sniff that I did in the middle of that there. You know, a professional would have turned that down in between fucking speaking, but now there's me over the top of it. Guys, it's just me by myself today. We tried to record this podcast yesterday, me and Maureen. And realised that I had no energy, and then she was giving me the looks like, you know, that sort of like, do better face, you know, and I'm like, listen, feel free to throw some energy in there yourself. And then we just realized, oh, there's literally no point in doing this, because it would be like listening to the two of us just talk shit on the sofa, which some people might be into. But for those two listeners out there who despise Maureen, you wouldn't have enjoyed it. You would not have enjoyed that shit. Do you know what I'm saying? We're in the Gooch of Christmas right now, which means it's the 27th. You know, it's after Christmas. There's literally nothing to do. Our fucking house has no food. We did like a Christmas... We did a Christmas shop because we knew we weren't going to be eating Christmas dinner here. We got like... shit. You got drink and snacks and cheese and fucking a lot of bollocks. And now it's the 27th. We've been to other people's houses to eat Christmas dinner. I went to my dad's. Ate all that shit. We brought all our fucking snacks and cheeses and drink elsewhere for various parties. And I woke up this morning and there's nothing. Do you want some lime cordial and a tin of beans? That's literally what we've got going on here. Do you want three remaining slices of fucking charrito? You know, you can put that on a stale piece of sourdough. There's nothing Christmassy. There's just nothing Christmassy here. Anyway, I hope you've had a nice Christmas. My Christmas entailed working, doing a lot of annoying shit right up to the last minute, and then essentially cramming a load of Christmas shopping into one day. That's how it went. Me and Maureen actually didn't get each other presents, which, you know, is probably why there was no energy in that podcast last night. We didn't get each other presents. You know why couples talk like that? They're like, no, let's not get each other anything this year. And then neither of us actually had time or time away from each other to buy each other a present. And it was like, literally like, yeah, I didn't get you anything. And I was like, well, good, because I didn't get you anything. Enjoy that engagement ring. Do you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the new year's coming around. We need some stuff. That can be our Christmas presents. You know, we're going to change the car. We're going to fucking get some fucking MacBook Pros. We're going to, you know, we're going to do a bunch of shit. You know, we're going to try and plan a little trip to go on to so that we can be somewhere else and plan our wedding. How about that? Trips to plan trips. So I was like, listen, you don't need to get me a Lynx box set this year, is what I'm saying. Let's just not get each other anything. Let me sip this coffee in awkward silence. I did treat myself to a nice Christmas present, though. I think it was the 23rd. We went to... I went to Belfast to wrap up some editing. I didn't wrap it up at all. Me and Yusuf from Dark Matter were editing the sort of film that he took over my two gigs there at the Ulster Hall and the Limelight. I don't know if I spoke about that yet on the podcast, did I? I think I did. Anyway, thanks to anyone having a stroke. Thanks to anyone who came out to that shit, because that's crazy. And I don't think it's really sunk in, nor will it. But then again, I have one of those fucking broken mental states where it's like, yeah, but what now? Do you know? You're one of those guys. Oh, how do you feel about that? I had a conversation morning. It's like, how do you feel about that many people coming out to see you? And I went, normal. You know? How do you feel? I feel like that's the level that I'd like to operate at. So now I feel content. Not content. I go, that's a little bit of stress off my shoulders, because that's how I'd like it to be. You know? And that's the main problem with me, because it's like, if I do a gig and everyone laughs most of the time, and then one joke doesn't get a laugh, I go, fuck, that wasn't funny. Hold on, we've had an interruption. Anyway, false alarm on the interruption there. It was basically Maureen's uncle drove down the driveway there and then saw me through the window and turned and went away. Which is an effect I have on a lot of people. But yeah, I was basically talking about how I'm an insatiable little spoiled wee fucking cunt. You know? What do you expect from life, Colin? Excellence. Alright? And then anything less than that literally makes me in a wee huff. Oh my god, how was that? There's 1,000 people in there. It was alright. Do you know? Felt alright. I'm very appreciative that everyone came out. Did I feel like I did a good enough job? Never. You know, so what can you do? Where's all the bitches backstage? Where's all the hot tubs and champagne? No one knows. We went to fucking Pizza Jazz. I think we did talk about that, getting the tomato sauce all over the bed, and then the fucking people in the Europa came in and just made the bed. hey, we're just going to make the bed, even though there's visible stains all over it. They were probably like, I hope that's pizza sauce. And it didn't come out of somebody. What must they see? There's bound to be a documentary out there, and it's just like, talking to cleaners. I'm sure they see some absolute nightmares. But anyway, I went up and fucking edited. They should just make that. I should be able to say, I went and edit a video. Yeah, so we sat through that. Look, the footage looks fucking ridiculous. But before I went in there, I went and bought myself a drone, which, you know, when you've a wedding coming up and you've a bunch of shit to do, going and buying a drone for yourself probably isn't the smartest move. So Maureen let me know that. Like, she's like, oh, I thought these were like £300. I was like, nah, they're definitely not. So I did feel a bit like, fuck, should I just keep this boxed up? Because I'll probably end up taking it back. And then Christmas came around, then I was like, I'll use this as like a joint sort of prayer. There is a bit of an ongoing joke, like, where Maureen's dad, for some reason, was like, oh, I wouldn't mind a GoPro. But then he like, bought me a GoPro. Like, oh, we got a GoPro, so let's, you know, if I ever need the GoPro, let me borrow it type job. And I said to Maureen, oh, let's do the same with the drone. So I'll just buy the drone, and we'll be like, this is a present for us. Only, it's totally mine. But, yeah, that was it. Opened the drone. There was a weird moment where I think there was a bit of confusion there, where it was like, oh yeah, let your dad open the drones. And then he opened it, and I think he was like, oh, is this for me? And then I was kind of like, no, it's just I bought it, but I don't know. I probably shouldn't have wrapped it even. I probably should have just went, look what I got us to play with for a minute. But anyway, I took it out for the first time, and I was like, oh yeah, this is 100% worth the money. Fuck weddings, fuck everything. You can all go fuck yourselves. I'm just going to play with this by myself. You know, I'm a drone guy now. I literally run a drone company. Okay. So if anyone wants any drone footage done, I've got about 12 minutes of air time. You know my pilots talk about that, like hours in the air. How many hours have you done? How many have I done? 0.6 of an hour. Okay. So it's good times. It's really good times. And then that night we went to fucking a local bar, which will remain unnamed, to watch Begley's band play, and just got absolutely fucking steaming. And I don't know how many people spat in my mouth. I've probably done it to other people, and I apologise sincerely, but there's certain people, you know, I don't know what I'm like when I'm drunk. I imagine I just talk too much shit, but there's a lot of people say to me, like, oh, I didn't know you were drunk. And I'll be like, oh, I was out of my mind. And like, oh, you didn't seem drunk. You were talking. So I think what I do is I can talk normally. I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking talking. Yeah, just keep talking. But I will talk shit for days and force drink on people when they really don't want it. But then you get people who are like an absolute shit heap, and they're fucking rolling about. And I feel like if I was that, I would just quit drinking. Now, It's early days because I'm going drinking tonight with Aaron McCann and Mickey and also in Oma, so that might be a goddamn disgrace. But you see so many people come up spitting in my face, or just in this really bunged bar, people just standing near you to see if you could turn around and look at them in the face. Then they go, oh, are you by the blender? Can I get a photo of you? And then some other dude went from like, oh, I watch your videos, and I'm like, cheers, mate. Do you want to get a drink? Oh, no, I'm okay. Oh, I'll get you a drink. No, I'm alright, mate. Gets more drunk. Oh, I'll get you a drink. No, I'm good, mate. You think you're fucking cool, don't you? No, I don't think anything, so just you can fuck up now. Nah, you think you're fucking something, don't you? Come in here. You're like, mate, what are you doing? You came up to me, offered me drink, and now you're like, you think you're something special? And then the guy goes, oh, I'd fucking be at the head of you. I'd be at the head of you. And I was like, mate, I would literally take you by the head, lift you in the air like a terrier would lift a rat, shake your head till your neck broke, and then stuff you in a fucking bin. Okay? Let's not talk about beating the head off people when you're absolutely retarded drunk. Okay? Stop spitting in my mouth, please. hey, bro, don't spit in my mouth. And then he went on to say something like, do you know who's dead on? Stuart Olding and Paddy Jackson. And I went, okay, all right, guys. Mm-hmm. We can't talk like that anymore because I know Stuart Olding got acquitted, didn't he? Which is, it's one of those things where it's like, why do they do that? Like, I'm not, you know, obviously sometimes there's no smoke without fire and, you know, for sure fucking get your head screwed on when you're a professional athlete. You know, be aware of where you are and what you're doing. But, it's kind of like, if the chances are, if someone is to get off with something, like they're to be acquit, not get off, if they're to be acquitted of something, why did you have to come out in the first place and go, these guys are up for fucking rape or whatever? Why have you to do that? Do you know? Because that'll be with them forever. It's a very fucking serious thing, you know? But Why does it all have to come out up front, if that makes sense, you know? What if they're walking around like, oh, people, you're not allowed to do your job, you're getting fucking shit in public, all this shit, and then you get acquitted? You know, you're still the fucking rape guy, like. Why is it all to come out? Why do you not know who the girl is? Oh, they have to protect them. Why don't you protect everybody until you've made a fucking decision? Would be my fucking question. Colin, you seem to be a rape apologist. Not really, I'm just thinking it out, you know. Being acquitted of something means, you know, you might have been in, you know, kinda involved in something, but like didn't really do anything directly, so you still gotta go, but still don't be in that circumstances ever. You know, I feel like if you're a professional rugby player, it should be quite easy to get pissed. I mean, I cannot wait. I mean, I'd hate to do it. Just the unfortunate thing is, there is a photo of me, Stuart Olding, and Paddy Jackson in filthy McNasties. It was after a night that I MC'd Wimp the Warrior fight night, and then we went to Filthy McNasties, and I was like, "Oh, there's the two fucking Ulster boys." Took a photo, you know what I mean? As you do. Oh, there's two professional local sportsmen. Take a photo. Month later, rapists. Well, I don't know. It's a mess. So anyway, Merry Christmas. And cheers for all the spits in the mouth. Went to my dad's for fucking Christmas dinner. As usual, swooped in, took over. People can't cook. This is what I've noticed with people's fucking just general photographs on Instagram and everything. They're like, oh, by the way, see this phrase? Wee cup of beer, does ya? What? Couple of curs, does ya? Couple of curs, does ya if it's the only two beers in your house and you've had the roughest day of all time? Otherwise, go buy something else. That's it, no. Wee bit of turkey, does ye? Some people putting up photos, can't beat it. And you look at the dinner and you're like, can't beat it? Looks like the cat sicked it up. And you put gravy on it. Couldn't beat it. You could beat it, okay? I've cooked one Christmas dinner in my lifetime and it was amazing. I just think people can't cook. People generally speaking can't cook, you know? They're not inventive, they don't try new shit, you know? Maureen's ma had fucking some parsnips that were cooked and roasted and then cold the next day, and she deep fried them. And then I went, why do people eat fucking spuds ever? Why do people eat chips ever? Have you ever in your life had a fucking thrice cooked parsnip? Huh? Let me go out and eat this parsnip in the garden whilst I haul the deck off myself. Enjoy. Fuck me, like. But yeah, a lot of your dinners look like shit, people, so sorry, apologies for that. Nice bit of ham. You wouldn't know nice ham. And all these people going around like, oh, I hate fucking Brussels sprouts. Do you know why? Because some useless bastard boiled it and then set it on a plate. You can do that with any. You can boil anything and set it on a plate, and it's gross. You know what I mean? Parboil it a bit, take it out, cut them in half if you want, fuck them in a pan. Goddamn cranberry sauce, honey, bacon. Fry it up, eat that shit. That does you. You know what I mean? Take her, does you? Wee beer Christmas then. And then you see other people on Snapchat and you're like, you know, what the fuck are you doing? Some of the most depressing scenes you've ever seen. I went home for Christmas, and then it's like, you know, you and like your dad and his weird mate in an empty working man's club just drinking 30,000 pints of Harp. That's Christmas for you. I'm only jealous because I don't really have any Christmas traditions at all. You know, I went to my dad's house and he's like, actual text he sent me. He goes, I was like, what time we come down for dinner? He goes, be here for about two. And I was like, no problem. And he goes, not doing a starter, just a basic dinner and apple crumble and ice cream for dessert. No fucking about. Very Christmassy. ... Not. And I was like, you miserable cunt. Do you know? Miserable You're like, Christmas is you know, whether you fucking celebrate or not, that's the time where you go mental. You go, I cooked all this stupid shit. You know? He's the type of guy who would be like, oh, look at all this. Look at all this cooked and sliced ham and turkey taking up room in my kitchen. Bin. That's the type of fucking sociopath he is. He'd be like, oh my god, look at all this chocolate someone didn't eat. I'm gonna fucking bin this. Mental cunt. Have you not seen the starving kids in fucking Africa that they film but don't give anything to? Ugh, outrageous. So we went down and literally, like, he doesn't know how to cook either. He can cook a bit, like, but you turn up and he's like, right, well, there you go. I'll be ready. Take a seat at the table. I've just put the spuds in. And you're like, you do know roast potatoes take, like, fucking ages, bro. Unless you really can rush the process. I'm like, you've boiled a potato, the thing's still fucking steaming and wet, and you've put it in the oven to roast it. We'll be here to fucking New Year's Day. So I had to kind of swoop in and, like, take over the thing. I was like, oh, fuck. It was a nightmare. I was literally like, right, you go sit down and I'll fucking figure this out. And it's weird because it's rubbed off on my sister too. Are you coming around? Yeah. How many is there going to be? It's just me and Maureen. Right, I'll buy 4 sausages. You know what I mean? Huh? He's coming around? Yeah. I've weighed out 25 grams of peas for each person. Overdo it always. Do you know? I don't know whether... Did I have a fucking secret, like, Italian fucking granny that slipped into the mix somewhere that I don't know about? That's how I think. Oh, you're cooking for two? Pretend 6 are coming around. Okay? Overshoot all the time. That's how it works. My dad's like, oh, there's our 4 slices. I'm gonna eat 9, so what the fuck are 4 doing here? You know what I'm saying? This is not a fucking Christmassy podcast. Do you ever do a thing and then you're just by yourself and you really open up and then you're like, I'm angry. I thought I was getting on all right. Angry as fuck. I got a funny present from Maureen's sister. The book is called Questions for Terrible People. I think we should punctuate this podcast with me just opening this and looking at it. Okay? So, they're basically sort of would you rather type questions. They're like gross questions for and then you get to answer, you know, talk about them when you're drunk. If you had to bottle your scent after a hot soccer match and sell it, what name would you give it? What name would you give your body odor if you were to sell it? Colin Geddes presents Swaint. Elements of sweaty taint available in a bin in Home Bargains. Swaint.
Hey, it's Christmas. Get your deals on Shanus. What's that? Shitty Anus by Colin Geddes.
Someone better knock that up in Photoshop with a picture of Johnny Depp on it.
Picture of Shanus.
And then you do one of those ads where it's like,
believe, don't believe. Who are we really? Love is only a thought. Who are we? She left me. Shanus.
I've talked about this before. Those perfume ads never make sense. You know?
She is love. She is this. What is she? Everything. Swaint. Sweaty taint. By Colin Geddes.
Would you... Here's another question. Would you agree to have your genitals smell like rancid garlic for 5 years in exchange for saving dolphins from extinction? Bro, my genitals have smelled like rancid garlic for 31 years. But sometimes I feel like, you know, if it's like someone's breath, right? I would rather... If someone was like talking to you close, I would rather they smelt like coffee or onions or something. Because then you go... Now they just smell like onions. You know, you go like, that's a familiar smell. It's stinky breath of onions, but... It smells like onions. Or I know they've had a coffee. It smells like old coffee. It's a bit rank, but whatever. You get that in jiu-jitsu a lot. People just neck a coffee and then do jiu-jitsu. And it's like, you got that granny fucking coffee breath in your face. But it's better than just bad breath, you know? Which I am paranoid about my whole life. You know, I'll go through fucking 6 packets of chewing gum a day. And I probably still have bad breath. And I hope if my breath was stinking, someone would be like, your breath is fucking rotten, bro. But you do get those people where it's like, you know, they could eat, you know, nothing but fruit and then brush their teeth and their breath still will fill up a car, you know? We were in a fucking Uber in London and there was a gentleman of Middle Eastern persuasion driving the car, and every time he talked, every time he spoke, it was like, he had a fucking Lynx tin of bad breath. It was like, oh, this funny way you turn on. And like the whole car. It was like every time he talked, he did 3 rancid farts. And it took like, you know, 30, 40 seconds for that to sort of disintegrate. That's not even the word. Disperse. That's not even the word. I don't know what the fucking word is. Every time he talked, you had to open the window like someone farted. You know? He's like, where are you guys from? And I was like, fucking hell, let the wind in. And then he would not talk for about a minute while we were scooting through London. And then he'd be like, do you know, he'd say something else. And it was literally like he just shot out of his mouth. It was fucking horrendous. That sort of breath where you're like, you know, even if he did eat garlic, it would still just smell like, you know, like there'd been a whale dead on a beach and you stood on it and its ass just had whatever that smell would be. That's disgusting. Let's do one more question. And then we'll laugh at, let me see, we'll laugh at another, I'll rip through these because some of them are bound to be shit, much like my podcast questions. Would you rather have to hunt or forage to feed your family every day or serve them exclusively lean cuisine dinners for the rest of your, this is obviously an American question, what the fuck is that? What's the worst ringtone you can think to go off during a funeral? That's a good question. Well, if it's that's a weird question because the funnier the song, the better that would be. You know, if the person was remotely fun, it might be good crack to just be like, what's a real. I don't know. Who knows? The worst one to go off would be like a really sad song and everyone just kept crying. Let me just thumb over these questions. Would you be willing to wipe out every penny of student loan debt in the country if it meant you'd be homeless and living in bitter poverty for the rest of your... Fuck off! Get the fuck out of my life. Put that on me. How much money would it take for you to do porn once under an alias in an unremarkable low-budget production that your friends and family will never see? What would it take? Nothing? it would probably take Maureen to be like, yeah, go ahead. You know? In fact, if no one's going to see it and it's low budget, what does low budget mean? You're going to bang like a fucking absolute stink bucket? Who knows? The scariest thing about that would be having someone else have to watch me ride somebody. You know? Which would basically look like on Blue Planet when a walrus tries to get onto an iceberg. You know, just trying to fucking... just trying to flop yourself onto it, you know what I'm saying? Be terrible. Be terrible. I'd be like, look at his penis to body ratio. That looks like, you know, like a wardrobe falling over with a key still in it. This has been doing the rounds on the internet, but it made me laugh. Let's get a go. This clip of the week.
Verse 1. In the beginning. In the beginning. Yeah.
Now here's the problem with this clip. Everyone watched that going, that's so funny, right? That's real funny. That's not a fucking real clip. Someone has dubbed over that. The actual clip is funnier. Because this is fucking Al Jacob Zemuma or whatever his name is. But what he's doing in the real clip is he's trying to read out a long number. He's like, 60. He's trying to read out this big number and he can't get the order right. You know the way, sometimes you read a number and you run out, you go, it's like 326,426. You know how you do that? He does something similar. That's the real clip. The beninging thing isn't even fucking in the beninging, in the beginning, in the beginning, in the beginning, in the beginning. You know what I mean? That's not even a real clip. This is the real clip here.
Our membership figures stood at 769,800. Listen properly. 769,820.
That's funnier than the fucking beninging. The beninging.
Yeah. Well, members down from 100.2 million in 2012.
726,836,12,90,20. Oh my goodness, I don't know the numbers. How many was there? 100.2 million 2,626 and 8 and 6 and 12. What? Jesus Christ! His net worth is 47,020,020,060,80,50,20,12 and an F. There's an F in the number. Anyway, guys, the main message this Christmas is
this. Again, say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yep.
Oh, fuck.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That is a little cute kid trying to say Merry Christmas. And he goes, eh, gift, gift. Which,
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
That is fucking...
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I would kill that kid if that was my kid, because I would go, you're not going to do anything better than that your whole life. You know? Merry Gips Gips.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So cute. So bloody cute.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's become such a joke between me and Maureen that we have one of those light boxes. One of those light boxes that you like put the fucking little letters in that every fucking hipster shop in the world sells now, and people write things like, love, peace, unity. But Maureen wrote, Merry Gips Grips. It just made that up. Just made up the fucking sound. And then I changed the batteries in it yesterday and turned it sideways and all the fucking things fell out. And she was like, of course you did that, you useless cunt. And I went, of course I did. Never expect anything to go right when I do it the first time ever. You know, if there's a rule for me, it's fuck it up the first time, absolutely master it the second time. You know, it's happened over and over again in my lifetime. My feet are absolutely throbbing with heat right now because I tried to go up the hill behind our house to fly the drone, and because I couldn't set it down flat on the ground, it didn't stabilize the image correctly because the grass was soaking wet. So I just standing there with frosty cold shoes, wore a pair of trainers up the hill, and my feet were fucking freezing and my hands were freezing to the point where I couldn't even fucking press the button on the drone. So I came down, took all my socks off, and now it's like that Ray Mears trick when you take your socks off and they just flood with fucking blood because they've been so goddamn cold. Eric Grapes Mips! How cute, though. How cute is that?
And again, say Merry Christmas.
Merry Gips Gips.
Merry Gips Gips. What other fucking stupid kids are saying stupid things? YouTube, know that I'm doing a podcast. And skip.
Maybe we can glue it.
Huh?
Maybe we can.
Yeah.
Let's ask mommy if she can do it.
You do it.
Me do it? You want me to fix it?
Yeah.
Can you say glue?
Glue.
Glue?
Yeah. Glue.
Can you say horseshoes?
Horseshoes.
Wow, that was really good. Can you say itsy bitsy spider?
Butter.
Can you say peanut butter?
Butter's butter.
Can you say peanut butter and honey?
Butter's honey. Butter's honey.
This might be footage of me as a child. Can you say peanut butter? Bitches, honey. Bitches. Pussy money weed.
Peanut butter and honey.
Butter's honey. Honey.
That's what my podcast has fucking devolved to. Me. Fucking. Let's take one more question out of this before we go into our New Year's resolutions. Who would you... Oh my God, I don't know these people. Someone's taken your... Oh, I've done that. You've designed a dating app with a naughty one-word title. What's it called and what's the hook? It's called... What would I call it? I mean, things are going that way where it's gonna... It would literally be called, like... Oh my God, fuck off. It would literally be called, like, No Chat. You know, No Chat? What does that mean? You literally just, boop, and there would be No Chat hotels, and you just fucking go in. Hello. Dude. No talking. Straight up. Look at each other through a glass case for a minute. No talking. Thing goes up. Banging. See you later. Okay. Or it's called Mask. You know, and you just put up full nude photos of yourself, and then put like little Snapchat filters on your face, and then you can just be like anonymously bang people. You know, I don't know. I haven't thought about it. Would you rather attend a funeral while high on laughing gas, or go to your own wedding doped on horse tranquilizers? I mean, laughing gas. How long does laughing gas last? It depends who's funeral. Again, it depends. Would you rather be dirt poor and thought of as a saint by your friends, family, and community, or be filthy rich and regarded as a total scumbag by everyone you meet? Probably the second one. You know, it's a cruel world out there. It's a cruel, cruel world where, you know, sometimes you just gotta be absolutely loaded and be a fucking horrible bastard. Because it's just one of those cruel world things out there. I mean, they always talk about karma and put out a good vibe, you'll get it back. Sometimes, you know, 98% of that work is thankless and goes unseen. You know? And then someone will be like, Jesus, see you do a wild lot for these ones, and I'll be like, fucking no, my back's broken, I've fucking no money. So Just make loads of money. I mean, don't kill anybody. But you would be very surprised what can just be covered up with money. You know, you just be like, act a cunt, there you go. Look at Weinstein. Literally was like, oh, what's up? You want to be in a movie? I'm going to jizz in your neck. And then give you like $100,000. Because it's like, I could basically find $100,000 down the side of my fucking sofa. There you go. You know, I'd love to know who just went for it. Because I'm sure there's a bunch of people probably are like, you know, this is a fucking harsh truth, but there's a bunch of, you know, girls probably were like, well, yeah, that's what you do. You fucking get on the side of these producers, take a hot one in the eye, and then, guess what? I'm in fucking movies getting millions. Like, Weinstein must just sit at the Oscars and be like, my DNA is literally trickling out of most of the people here. And I'm a big toad-looking Jew bastard. Crazy. I'm on one today, guys, you know? Got that Christmas cheer right up my dot. Let's slide into some questions here, will we? I wonder, can I take the drone back up the hill? I'm definitely putting wellies on, though, because I literally nearly froze my feet off last time. Let's see if we can get some Snapchat questions. I might do away with questions in this podcast because what's the fucking point? Why is Santa fat? Who fucking knows? Would you rather be baby Jesus and know that Mary was taking it from three wise men, or be Joseph and know he was taking it from three wise men? I don't know what that question means. But sure, was he not the... was she not a virgin and then was all of a sudden pregnant? Jesus, she must have been in tatters. You know, after that shit. If you haven't even had a dick in there and then a baby comes out, Jesus Christ. Why did R. McCann ignore me in OMA today? I would need to hear more from that story. J. Weir, 14. I'd need to hear more. You know? Did you say anything to him? Was it obvious that you were trying to get his attention? What, did he have headphones in? You might have just been walking with headphones in. You know, what angle was his head at? Because his head is so big, the time literally bends around it. So, you know, he might not have heard it. The sound might not have got around his head in time. I don't know. Aaron's very, very friendly. So I'm sure if you just went up and act like a no... you know what? You were probably being a cock. How about that, Jay Weir? You're probably going like... you're probably shouting out of a car like, yeah! Okay. That's another thing. That's a weird thing about people... you know, if you make videos online and they know and they fucking know who you are. I mean, you can make videos online and 1,000 people come to the fucking Ulster Hall and you're like, thank you so much, this is amazing. But then you can also get people here just like, here, you're your man. And they vaguely know you, and then they do things like, here, come on, come here in this bar next door. My mates are there and you want to come in and just... and one of my mates is severely disabled. Can you slag him off to his face? No. And then they're like, you made your no crack at all. And you're like, what? What is going on here? Or they're fucking screaming at you from somewhere. Like, here, come here. What? Get the lift up to the 8th floor of this fucking hotel. Come here. I'm not going to do that. What's the worst present you've ever got for Christmas? Mine's woman's deodorant and I'm a man. That's pretty fucking lazy. Look, I'm happy enough with nothing. You know? When you have issues like I have issues, you kind of go, oh, no one got me anything. Of course they didn't. Why would you buy me anything? That's the sort of, you know, that's the sort of mentality I have. What are some of your favorite vines? One where the woman chucks the milk at the car horn gets me every time. Listen, there's so much comedy in the world to take in. There's stand-up, there's programs, there's sketch shows, there's fucking sitcoms. And sometimes when you've watched a lot of them like I have, you get really sick of them. And you see a lot of stand-up. And the things that really make me laugh are the likes of a baby that can't go, Eric Grapes Mips. Hey! Eric Grapes Mips. Everyone. I should do a Christmas album because, you know, every other cunt has one. What about that guy from Keane? Here's Tom Chaplin. Is that his name? Here's Tom Chaplin from Keane. If you thought his music was wank before, wait till you hear him sing this one. We're walking in the air. Nice one. And you used to be a wee chubby red-faced mess, and now you look like you've got AIDS. that skinny neck. Hey, girls, is there anything just slaps your flaps back together like a skinny neck? Maybe you like it. I don't know. Favorite vines? There's tons of them. There's tons of them. I mean, the Eric Grapes, maybe there's that one. What the fuck else was there? I don't know. Me and Begley put it on one night and just laughed our ball bag off the whole time. It's hard to know. I would have to sit through like best vines until I found ones that I were my favorites. The milk one's good. There's tons of them. There's tons of them are brilliant. Like, the ones of those wee girl. There's like a wee girl and she's going like, I smell like beef. I smell like beef. That one. And then there's just a whole series of that wee girl. I'm gonna bring it up. I smell like beef. Vine. I'm a fucking 31 year old. So here's this wee girl, right? She's like about, oh, for fuck's sake with the ads. How can Vimeo be doing an ad on YouTube? Or do they own them? Fuck's sake.
I smell like beef. I smell like beef. I smell like beef. I smell like beef. I smell like beef.
That's funny, because she's like literally one. And then, of course, you know, there's like...
I care about you. Here's some pine cones on a stick. Yeah, it's... They're lovely.
You're like my whole heart.
You're my whole vein.
Just go live your life and be single. Just go boyfriend store or be single.
Are you saving for college?
Oh, no, not yet.
Relax. I'm gonna major in pizza.
You know, you get it. It's like a wee girl saying funny things. One of the funniest ones... was her going, I'm really craving some sush. And she's like, two, which is hilarious. Which we say sometimes, you know, the three times that we've went for sushi. By the way, don't go to Yo Sushi with a fucking 2 days before payday. Jesus fucking Christ. You get, you know, like, if you want to eat in sushi, like, if you're like me, and you want to eat enough to the point where you're, like, full, it's going to cost you £80. No joke. If you get more, like, you eat, like, four of those wee things, you go, nice. I'll try this. Do you want more? Yeah, I might get the noodles. Yeah, I'll have one more, I could still eat. £100,000 it's going to cost you, so. And it's probably turd. Like, I don't know anything about sushi, but I guarantee you there are other places where it's like, you know, you go to Yo Sushi for sushi. You fucking idiot. That's like going, you go to McDonald's for steak? Nightmare. If you saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus, would you tell your ma? Well, they don't speak at all, so that wouldn't be an issue. But it would be funny for a vlog if my dad was just flat out going with a fat dude with a beard. It is creepy. Like what is it? I saw Mummy kissing Santa Claus or something. Can you imagine what sort of creepy shit's going on? She walk in. She's just licking that big hairy beard, tugging him off. Mom, what's going on? Don't worry. These presents got to pay for themselves, you know what I'm saying? Oh, that is a creepy thought. Who's the funniest person you've met who wasn't the comedian? Well, it depends what you mean. Like, there's people who are unintentionally funny because they're a bit fucking mad, and that's always fun to laugh at. Or there are people who are good crack. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, there was like Maureen's dad has a mate who has more fucking one-liners than any one-liner comedian that I've ever seen. Just he just has jokes about fucking everything, and is relentless. You're like, your brain is going 5,000 mile an hour. You know, that's crazy. But funniest person I've met who wasn't a comedian. It's hard to know. It's hard to fucking know. I don't know. I can't think. That's a really bad answer to that question. I don't know.
How did you get your comedy work out? How did you get your comedy work out at the beginning? What the fuck does that mean? How did you get your comedy work out at the beginning? Huh? How did you get your comedy work out at the beginning? The beninging? How did you get your comedy work out at the beninging? I don't know what that question means. How did you work your comedy? Like, how did you figure it out on stage? You just gotta go up and eat barrels of shit. You know? You're basically shooting in the dark at targets, and then sometimes you go, ting, you hit something, and you go, oh, fuck, I'll keep that. But your ratio is like fucking 200 to 1. For every 200 pieces of shite thoughts that you have, one of them's maybe funny. Do you want Peaky Blinders? What do you think of it? I don't watch it. I've seen a few episodes. Wasn't into it. What the fuck? Hey, guys. Merry Christmas. Would you rather a pint of cum or a pint of period blood? Ongoing debate. Well, I mean, you haven't really specified what I have to do with it. If you're just going to hand it to me, I'll go, thank you, and just set it to the side. But I obviously you mean drink it. That's rough, bro. I mean, can you take the period blood and make some sort of black pudding? That is so rank. I don't know. I can't even answer that. I'm going to barf. Did Armacan Super Zooms give you Super Wood the other day? Yeah, they were pretty funny. I don't even know how you do that. That's how fucking old I am. Aaron did these things where it was like, de-ling! It was like a big Super Zoom, and then he would pop his head out from behind something and wave. It was very funny. Some of the best work that he's done online ever, possibly. I smell like beef. Yeah, they were funny. So yeah, we're promoting other people's stuff on my podcast right now. What about the police video from Craig Alvin? I tagged you in it. Did you? Huh? I haven't seen any of this shit. I'm not going to go looking for it now because fuck me. Oh yeah, that was on Radio Ulster last night. I must listen to it. Did live at the Sunflower the other week with what was an attempt at a fucking clean set, which God knows how shite that was. Live at the Sunflower. Me trying to be fucking clean. It really does disable your jokes, you know, especially if you're someone like me. And it's like, it's not that you rely on cursing, it's that you rely on talking the way you would naturally talk. And when that's been sort of had its wings clipped, it's hard to just talk. You're aware of the fact that you can't swear, which is why the BBC is a load of shit. Unbelievable. But I cannot wait to get paid £3 for that, so that'll be a great day for me. That'll be a great fucking day. I haven't seen the police video. What's your vision for NI comedy? Between work and two kids, I find it near impossible to get a night out to see you and the other guys. That's why your podcast and the YouTube videos, you and other guys from here, keep me entertained when I get the chance. Keep up the quality work, and there is people who really appreciate it. Fuck the BBC. And that's from Kenny. What's your vision for NI comedy? I mean, the weird thing is, from someone who runs Laveries, it's like, it's a lack of comedians and a lack of quality. So, like, it's like, I don't know. I feel like there was a wave where, like, I think Mickey and Shane or Sean Hegarty and stuff were doing comedy, and then a few more chipped in, like Kieran and me and Dave, like a bunch of people. And then there's that group of like fucking lads, and then there's a few others, the likes of the Alan Irwins and the Ron Linskys and all that shit. And then it's kind of like, there just isn't a wealth of comedians yet. I don't know. But anyway, at the end of the day, it is a lone sort of venture that you go on. So like, all I'm trying to do is keep putting out stuff online, keep putting out podcasts that are of some quality. I mean, 2018 will be the year where it sort of gets expanded a lot. you know, we're gonna have a lot more clips, and we're gonna have a lot more stuff going on once we get this office completed in the garage. And I'm gonna step it up to the point where hopefully I could just fucking go other places. I could live remotely and still do all the shit that I do, you know, the podcast and videos and stuff. Basically, are self sufficient, sponsored, shit like that, and then I can just do cool shit and do my own shows, expand on the shows every year. So, you know, do two shows in Glasgow, maybe next time go somewhere else. You know, ramp it up a wee bit. You know, did the Ulster Hall, did Limelight, see what happens this year. Try and do something bigger, maybe do a run in the Limelight. I know Shane talked about that. Shane's probably like, oh, I'll do 3 weeks in the Limelight. It's fucking, I don't know. Just improvement, just general improvement. You know, Lavery's Comedy Club. Keep it going. See who the fuck is knocking about there. See who's coming through. Do more shit. Vision for NI Comedy. But well, I don't know. People can do whatever the fuck they want. You kind of only have to worry about yourself. You know what I'm saying? What am I going to do about fucking Northern Irish comedy? I've had to fucking take care of everybody. Hold on, guys. Let me figure out how we're all going to be successful and loaded. I don't know. Fucking hell. Deep questions, guys. Deep, deep Christmas questions. Fuck the BBC. Brussels sprout farts. I didn't have a single Brussels. Oh, I did. I had some yesterday. I love Brussels sprouts. I don't know why they're just Christmassy. I'd eat them all the fucking time. Moving to Belfast, any recommendations for the best Chinese takeaway? What a fucking question. I've no idea. Depends where you're moving. What's the shittest present you got this year? Fuck. Well, Maureen got me nothing, and I got her nothing, so that's pretty terrible. Oh, there's the old phone clicking away. Do you notice much difference with the BT Infinity? Does it justify the extra money per month? Yeah, I mean, the difference is insane compared to what we had. You know, like, I used to have to put a fucking YouTube video on the upload on YouTube, and it would take all motherfucking night, and now I can upload, like, a gig and a half video, 2 gig, and it's up in fucking 5 minutes. So, there you go. Saying your job is to do a fair bit of talking and you do podcasts on your own, do you ever walk around having full-blown conversations with yourself? No. And that's from Aaron Cum. Shout out to my boy Aaron Cum. I hope that's not short for like Cummings or something and your name is actually just Cum. What up? It's Aaron Cum. Worst fucking superhero of all time. This calls for Aaron Cum. It seems like all the women in this area can't get pregnant. Who do we need? Aaron Cum. Ba-ba-da-ba. That's the only thing I can think of. Ba-da, cum. Just comes in. Bend over, ladies. Like Spider-Man, but out of his cock. It's Aaron Cum. Do I talk to myself? Nah, it's me. I mainly just complain to myself. Yorkshire puddings on a Christmas dinner. People are usually against their dicks. Spelled wrong. From Mark Fergie. Yeah, put a fucking Yorkshire pudding on it if you want. And, I mean, it's one of those things where you eat it and you're like, oh, it's nice, but like, it is just a lump of batter. Isn't it? People fully empty their bags over it, but it is a case of, what is this? A pie with nothing in it. You know? Is this a sausage roll without the sausage? Delicious. It's kind of fucked up. I remember being in Glastonbury and they had these giant Yorkshire puddings for sale. And it was literally, you were using it as a plate. It was the size of a plate. And then they would just slap in like meat and gravy and mash and fucking whatever. And it was nice, but like, sometimes, this is going back to the people don't know how to cook thing. When if I'm cooking at home, it even like the best sandwich I'm gonna eat is one I make myself.
you can never fucking just buy a sandwich. Like, we were in that Cuban sandwich place in Belfast the other day. Gorgeous. You know, that classic one with the fucking pulled pork and the ham and everything. It was lovely. But there's an element of, I'm not in my own house now, and there's none of the fucking home comforts that I have come to enjoy. You know? You're like, this is tasty for 3 bites. Beyond that, I'm like, is there salt and pepper on this? Do you have a little tub of hot sauce or mustard that I can just sort of fuck, you know? Same as this Yorkshire pudding, full of shit. I was like, there's, you know, I'm going to need extra butter in this. Where's the salt? You know, do you have any sort of like pickled type things to give this a bit of zing? It's getting a bit plain now. But you know, that's just a fat cunt in me. But Yorkshire pudding, eat it if you want, but I wouldn't fucking go out of my way to get one. Would you rather relive the ages of 8 to 18 or 18 to 28? Neither. I mean, it's weird now how much of a grumpy cunt I am now, and this is literally maybe the best time of my life. You know? Never done bigger gigs, never had fucking more quote-unquote success. You know, got engaged, all that shit. And this is the best time, and I'm still a yappy cunt. So I definitely wouldn't want to go back to do any of that shit. I mean, the problem is, you know, when you're like 18 to whatever, the only thing you have on your side is youth. Because you do get cleverer, you know what I'm saying? Which is ironic that that's not even a word. You know? Get more experience, get more knowledge, get better at shit. Your life usually smooths itself out. Whereas when I was like 22, I was a fucking idiot. Which is crazy, because then like my personal trainer, who's like professional as fuck, has been a PT for 4 years, knows a whole lot of shit, is 22. And you're like, when I was 22, I was literally hoking through ashtrays for fags. Not quite, but you know what I mean. Asshole. Hey man, this is from Lee Angelo. I'll tell you what's weird about working out. I have been working out 3 times a week for about the last whatever amount of weeks, and now it's Christmas, there's a bit of a Christmas break. I feel like shit, you know, drank a lot, haven't moved, back's killing me. I feel like a useless cunt. Don't have the motivation to work out by myself, so shout out to PTs. Hey man, it's not a pre-sesh in our house unless we get the worst accent ever video on. Never gets old. Is it weird to ever think people are sitting all over the world enjoying your stuff and you could be oblivious drinking a cup of tea on the sofa? Keep up the good work. Yeah, it is weird, and it's weird when people say things like that. You know, people send you like quite deep fucking messages. Or they'll be like, oh, we're listening to your podcast and fucking like, you know, Ayers Rock or like some fucked up thing. Oh, we're sitting, or like, there was a dude at fucking the Limelight show, and he's like, oh yeah, we all watch your videos and shit. And you're like, this guy literally does personal security in Afghanistan and couldn't look more like an action hero. You know? I probably talked about this in the podcast last week. If you cast this dude in a film, you would be like, that's too much, bro. That is, you've overdone it on the casting. There's no way that people are going to be like, this guy does personal security. You know, tall guy, absolutely jacked, about in his 40s, tattoos on his neck, gold tooth. You'd be like, that's too much, bro. But no. It's a fact. It's not a pre-sesh. Yeah, it's weird, though. If I'm not too late to send in a question, what are your thoughts on Andy Kaufman? Watched Man on the Moon last night, and he seemed like an odd cunt. And that's from Ali Diddy, what? 69. Nah, well, it wasn't for me. I hate all that shit. Like, see when they do things like, you know, oh, he was amazing, he went on stage and read a book. No. No thanks. You know, it's a funny story. Like, what a badass. He, like, went up and read a book and everyone paid in to see him at, like, some. Yeah, do some fucking material, you stupid cunt. I hate that. I hate fucking, oh my god. Frank, what's happening?
Hi, Colin.
Hi.
We have a lot of
I'm doing a podcast right now, and then I was gonna make a video. With my drone. I definitely do want to do that, but I don't know if I have time today, which is annoying. I'm gonna go back up the field, even though I went earlier and totally soaked my feet and was freezing, but I might go and do it again. But okay, bye. There we go. The Flying Dutchman. What the fuck was I talking about there? Can't even remember. What was the question? Oh yeah, I hate all that shit. I hate anti-comedy. Do you know? I hate when he's like, "Oh, he's this crazy guy," and he was an asshole all the time. And then I watched that documentary about Jim Carrey playing Andy Kaufman. And I was like, "Fuck Jim Carrey too." It's all that fucking like, he's in character. He's like doing method acting in between the fucking scenes. And you're like, oh, can we speak with Andy for it? And you're like, I'd be like, Jim, you're getting paid millions here. Will you fucking wise up and just act? Act. Like, see when people are like, acting isn't really acting, it's being. See, if you're a really talented actor, you should be able to be sitting in your fucking trailer, smoking fags and getting blowjobs. And then they go, right, you're on set in 5. And you throw your shit on and go in. And then you're like, I'm Andy Kaufman. Like, just go straight into character. You don't have to fucking live as the person the whole time and lose your fucking mind. But I hate all that anti-comedy shit. If people are paying in to fucking see you, go and do comedy. You know, make them fucking laugh. You know, there's other regular comics knocking about who are like, oh, I didn't really do that well in front of these people. I feel like shit. And these other guys are like, do you see how I humiliated the crowd and really made them sort of contemplate what the nature of comedy is? What? Lemmy, suck my cock. How about that? There was a sketch where Lemmy went up and he's like sweeping in a fucking comedy club or something. He's pretending to be like a caretaker and he gets on stage with the brush and starts like talking on the mic like, and he's not really saying anything. He's kind of like miming it. And he's taking the piss out of like what an MC does, which is like talk to one person, talk to a few more people, talk to someone who relates back to the first person, and they get this little callback going. And everyone fucking, aha, we made a connection. That's really funny. Like, he fucking made that up. And you're like, Lemmy, you couldn't do that if you fucking tried. You know? Oh, I'm weird. I pretend. Fucking asshole. The show's bollocks, too. People are, I don't know whether it's just Scottish people that are off their mind on fucking Ket going, that's fucking funny, man. That's hilarious. I don't get it. I really don't get it. You can't be like deliberately not funny and think it's funny. Does that make sense? Let's see, Lemmy. Let's see what sort of ball he's got. A Merry Christmas message. This'll be good.
Lot of shit, ain't it? Lot of shit. But no, for you, Merry Christmas. It's me, it's Lemmy. You've just been bought a ticket to come and see Lemmy's Vines next year in the new year. I'm going to be screening a compilation of all my vines on a big screen in front of an audience, and you're going to be there. I'm going to be there introducing them, and then I'll be doing a big Q&A at the end, so don't be shy and stick up your horn and ask us a question. You're coming to the show. Merry Christmas.
And then he does a crazy smile for ages, because that's his thing. Here. Hey! Hey, Lemmy, set of nuts on you for charging people in to watch Vines? Fuck me, like, imagine me going, guys, come pay £35 into the Odyssey, okay? And I'm going to play YouTube videos that I've made. Oh, here's me in Vietnam. Play the video. And then you go, has anybody got any questions about that? What did you do work-wise? Nothing. Did you create any new stuff? Nah. Pay in to see something that you've seen already that I could literally... Lemmy's Vines. Fucking... I mean, you're moving in to the world of... you're moving into the world of like, online influencer type person where people will pay in to see...
somebody do whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that guy Al Foreman or something, the fucking impressionist guy. You know, he is doing a show now, and you're like, what is that? The Farmer Michael guy, what is that? He's gonna fucking sit on a chair and do the character? Okay. Oh, what's this guy gonna do? Impressions of people? Is there material written in it? I don't know. What the fuck? What are these things? Is it just like you're trying to make money off it? You could say the same for me, but at least I have fucking a set. At least I've done stand-up comedy for about fucking 8 years. Churned over material. Constantly write new material. You know? There's something to go see there. This guy makes silly videos for the internet. You want to turn up and watch him play you the silly videos from the internet?
Your behaviour last night was shocking, eh?
Fucking voice, man.
Shocking. You've been taking me for an idiot, eh?
Fucking sound like an idiot with an accent, man.
Well, again, I'm no way.
Telling you, if you don't start appreciating me, I'll fucking leave, eh?
Fucking leave, eh? And take that fucking accent away, you fucking...
Hey, you scratched the wall in a hole when you brought the bike in. I'll be telling a landlord that wasn't me, eh?
So, see how shite quality that sounds, and I'm playing it like through a aux lead into a fucking soundboard.
Hey, fucking voice, man. Fuck.
Imagine that in like the fucking, I don't even know where he's playing, like Mandela Hall, being played through speakers. I mean, I'd nearly go to that just to see what he's going to try and do.
The summer finished, eh? I was thinking we could go on holiday, catch some rays.
Fucking voice.
I don't know. I feel like I probably could have done something like that years ago and decided not to and decided to do comedy. Which was a painful for a long time. Down in my hole, you know, people had already seen Iron Fighter videos, they knew who I was, so it wasn't like I was down in my hole anonymously until I got good, if I am even good now. I don't know, very angry today. But yeah, just be good at comedy. Don't be like, oh, I do a thing and now I'm going to do a live quote-unquote show. Huh? Unreal. Any more questions? Not sure if the podcast is done, but you should look up. Yep, I've looked it up. What does Maureen think of makeup YouTubers? Well, she watches fucking plenty of them. But it's like everything, you know. People aren't buying the thing, they're buying the person. So the likes of, you know, your fucking Zoellas and shit like that, who basically... someone sent me a general banner. Nice one. But like... for fuck's sake, it's just, I don't know, it's like if the person's interesting to listen to, you're gonna watch it, even though that girl has, like, even I know her makeup shite, you know. Strange. Someone sent me a picture of them wearing a General Banter podcast t-shirt and I'm literally recording a podcast. Well, milk me off into a fucking bin. I think that's the end of the questions, guys. New Year's resolutions. Am I going to have a podcast out before then? Oh my God, shut the fuck up. What are my New Year's resolutions? Be more selfish. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like Tony Soprano. I'm just going to do whatever the fuck I want. How about that? You know? A lot of output going on when you're like a comedian, podcaster, something, whatever, when you do like 10 things, it's all like, here's some for you, here's a gig, here's some material, here's some stuff, here's some things. It's all very outgoing, you know. I'm gonna go full Jay-Z with it, you know what I mean. Fuck you, pay me, you know what I'm saying. How about that? Fuck you, pay me is my new year's resolution. What's the biggest lie you've ever told in order to get a job? That I wanted the job. Why do you want this job? I just want this job, man. No, I don't. I want you to give me money to do nothing. What's the most disappointing item that you could give out to trick-or-treaters on Halloween that would actually be useful to a child? A toothbrush? A rape alarm? Anti-pedo alarm? Would you rather prank call a nursing home full of lonely seniors hoping to hear from their loved ones or a cat call from a group of Hell's Angels while at a red light? Probably the second one. This is weird. A genie grants you 3 wishes, but you can't use them to gain anything for yourself or the rest of the world. You can only take things away from specific individuals, what would you take? Take Donald Trump's money. Okay. That was one of the examples they give you. A genie grants you three ways. You can only take things away from people? I don't know. I really don't know. It would be selfish, though. What is the worst form of torture you can devise using only items found in a first grade's classroom? These are like, you know, it's like questions for terrible people, but also quite tame. In a first grade classroom, I mean, if you hammered a fucking crayon down someone's dick hole, it would be sore, but you would definitely go to jail. Would you rather have $1 billion to spend on whatever you wish, or die in 15 years, or continue your life normally as is? Yeah, you gotta just continue your life, don't you? Because you can still make money while you're alive. Whereas you can just take that money and go mental and die in 15 years. Leaving all your family and friends missing. Well, that's it. I'm very much in the mindset of, see the second I die, fuck me in the sea and no more chat. No more chat goes on about Colin. In the fucking bin, bro. You know? People like, legacies and all this shit. Fuck that. Fuck me in the sea. Move on. How about that? What's the worst? Oh my god. I feel like I'm reading the same question. Which one of the Golden Girls? Fuck me. Would you rather spit in the face of a police officer or spend 60 seconds in a field with the size of... Would you rather spit in the face of a police officer or spend 60 seconds in a field with the size of a basketball court with a raging bull? Thing is, you probably get arrested for the first one. What's the worst that can happen? You do, like, some fucking time. Probably not. You probably just spend the night there and get fined. Whereas the cons of the second situation are, it puts its horn straight up your shitter, like that photo of the guy with the fucking horn right up a shit box. You know? Fucking hell. Anyway, I'll probably read these questions and mark some off that are funny for next week. 1 hour 8 minutes, would that do you for right now? I gotta get the fuck out of here. Frank was on the phone looking to go play with a drone, so might have to do that. But that's it for this week, folks. We'll try and get back to you if I don't in fact drink myself to death this week. Holla! That's it. See you next week, guys. ColinGuest.com for shit like that. Shout out to everyone who's bought t-shirts this year or come to see me or anyone else at Lavery's. Let's just make it a better year next year, you know? Let's fucking step up the game. It's all about content. Loads of content. You know? Big gigs. Events. Let's get excited. Let's do something huge in the Telegraph building in Belfast. Let's fucking party, bitch. Right, I'm out of here. See you later. Bye.